Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, I mean, they're starting camp. I guess hopefully we'll get a couple of them up over the next couple of weeks leading into the season. So we're excited about that. Speaking about excited, they're really excited at FIU. New coaching staff, new direction. Had a very solid spring. A lot of things going on. The recruiting is picking up. I see where they just picked up a couple of other recruits for the 2023 class. So things are looking up. And Coach Mack has done a great job. And somebody who's always on top of that is Eric Henry. He's kind enough to join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. Now that you're well rested from all your vacations and all your media days.
Well rested, right? Well rested indeed. Always a pleasure to be on with you, Blue.
Yep. Well, a lot going on. I know you hit media days out west there for a couple of days and got a chance to see how everybody else is going to be living in the conference this year. But certainly FIU, there, it seems like there's a little bit of a buzz down there. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously fans aren't real pleased at the way things have gone over the last couple of seasons. They probably expected a lot more. The COVID kind of kicked in a little bit, but now there's something of a, you know, a couple of local coaches, the players. I see where they've gotten a couple of commitments. The kid Victor Evans out of the third out of Monsignor Pace, who I used to cover his dad at Miami Edison. He's one of those guys, along with some pretty decent players. Lights out, the quarterback, Kiwan Jenkins from Miami Central, which was a good get. So there's got to be a lot, even heading into the season, knowing that, yeah, this is going to be his first year, that the future is starting to look pretty bright.
No, Blue, absolutely. I mean, he hit the nail on the head in terms of the fact that Mike McIntyre and staff, you have to be impressed with the fact that they've been able to get some commits here early on. And in my mind, that's a good thing, just because, A, it shows that the local South Florida recruits and even the kids they signed from outside the South Florida area are truly invested and truly buying what Mike McIntyre and his staff are selling in terms of a new era and turning the page at FIU. That's certainly a positive. And B, I've come on your show, you know, over the past 2 years and talked about the amount of kids that FIU signed in their recruiting classes, specifically in the 2018, 2019, and 2020 classes, who are no longer with the program, whether they transferred. They actually, you know, just saw a local kid, Teddy Richardson, just announced, unfortunately, blew his retirement due to injuries. You know, FIU has really been snake bitten in terms of hanging on to talent. So that's been a huge thing, the fact that they don't have to go out and sign players. And on the field, Blue, just give you a quick rundown. You know, spring obviously started last week. Got off to a really fast start. You know, the emphasis for Mike McIntyre and his staff has been, you know, guys hustling on and off the field. They want to play fast. They want to be aggressive, whether it's offensively or defensively. Today, as far as the start of week two and the second day of, or excuse me, the first day of pads, a bit sluggish. Mike McIntyre actually stopped practice midway through to chastise the guys about the performance, about their energy. Things got a little bit chippy there at the end. You got a local kid in Gaten Bernadelle who was reacting on a pick six and threw a crackback block on receiver Chris Mitchell. He ended up getting a little banged up. So, you know, a little bit of a sluggish start to week two, but all in all, things are certainly trending in the right direction for FIU.
No doubt. Eric Henry's joining us. We're talking FIU football. And, you know, you take a look at a lot of the things that were done in the offseason. You know, here's somebody that came in kind of late in the process. The recruiting, they got a couple of kids. The portal's been kind, as you said. But the thing that I, and it's nothing, I mean, I want to say that Butch Davis did the same thing and a couple of the other coaches. But what he did and this staff did was made it a huge effort to get these players on campus. They had loads, they even came back After the dead period and had something else where Miami kind of closed it down and a few other schools closed it down at the beginning of July to concentrate on them, he still had his head into the recruiting. All the camps, all the 7-on-7s, everything that went on this year, and I heard a lot from the high school coaches. I heard a lot from the players who always told, hey, you know what? What a great time we had at FIU when they had that mega camp. They had like 800, 700 kids that went down. And, you know, I think that's probably something that a lot of people don't understand. But getting these kids on campus is so important, because even if a player comes and, you know, he says, you know what, I want to go to UCF or I want to go to UAB or wherever, it's they're planting a seed to see what they have, see their facilities, see their stadium, meet their coaches. Because you know as well as I do, and I had a chance during the spring, and I think you and I discussed this, to see a lot of the FIU coaches at a lot of the games. Coach Yost, who we knew from Washington State, obviously Coach Hickson from Miami, Corey Bell, who's huge. I mean, probably as big a coach in this area as you could have. They surrounded this program with capable people. Coach Mack knew a lot of them before he got here, but at the same time, he took the initiative to say, you know what, we need some faces that people recognize in South Florida, and he did that. Talk about that, because I think that's, moving forward, that's going to be large, especially when it comes to recruiting, and I think it was probably key in landing a kid like Kewan Jenkins, who I think is amazing, a left-handed quarterback who spins the ball as well as anybody, who knows enough to say, hey, listen, to somebody here or somebody there, I'm going there. You need to come here too. And that's what they're doing at a lot of schools. They're letting the recruits help recruit.
Blue, there's no two ways about it. When Mike McIntyre was hired, one of the obvious questions amongst not just the FIU fans, the FIU faithful, but the local high schools in the area, the coaches, the players, et cetera, was why Mike McIntyre over several names who have local ties? And I think he's been able to answer that question, and for, in large part, a lot of the reasons you just mentioned, in terms of being able to put together a staff with a Corey Bell, or, you know, bringing in guys like an Anthony Gay who played at FIU, or a Greg Austin, offensive line coach who has Florida ties, you know, coach at Central Florida. Those things have been huge, because for whatever, you know, lull period there was and people being skeptical about Mike McIntyre, that was able to really be solved with the names he was able to get on this staff. And it's done a large part in terms of building that pedigree. And then the second part of what you talk about there, and I know I've mentioned this on your show before, they've opened up practices, not just for guys like you and I who are in the media, who are out there, you know, covering games and talking to the kids, but for local schools in the area. When they opened up the entire spring and said, hey, we just want people to see what we're about. Come on by, we're open. And that's what you saw during the spring. You saw, especially right on those Saturday practices, you saw a ton of high school kids out there on the sidelines. So I agree with you. I think one of the biggest aspects in terms of recruiting is, hey, you might not necessarily know what Mike McIntyre is all about, but you certainly know what a guy like Savion Collins, or, you know, guys who've been in programs for 5 years like Dorian Hall, Sean Peterson Jr., sure, et cetera. You know what they're about, and that helps sell the program.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, what's on tap over the next couple of weeks? I know they got practice, a couple of scrimmages going on. What are fans, as you said, fans can come down and watch. If you're going to get some fans out there, what are they going to look for? And I know there's a lot of battles going on.
No doubt about it. You know, they have a open practice this Saturday that will be open to fans. It's their fan fest. And, you know, talk about some of the battles, some of the things that fans look forward to. Obviously, the quarterback competition, you know, that's still going on. Spoke to another one of the quarterbacks today. It's certainly, again, today was a bit of a sluggish practice, but the quarterbacks are still competing. A new offense, you talked about offensive coordinator David Yost, the tight ends in the passing game, the Rivaldo Fairweather is going to be involved in defense, 3-4. So, you know, those battles will still be in play. And again, I think that fan fest, I believe, starts at 6 on this Saturday. So anyone wants to get out to FI, you can get out there and see them scrimmage, and, you know, they'll be able to scrimmage this Saturday and then the Saturday following as they close up camp.
Good stuff. Eric, everybody's going to want to – they're getting excited. So how are they going to follow you and find out everything that's going on with the FIU?
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at @EricCHenry_. You can find my FIU and Conference USA coverage at Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for Group of Five football coverage, and Shul Bowl podcast, FIU coverage as well.
Good stuff, my brother. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you throughout the football season. A great resource, all those podcasts that you do and all the articles that you write. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure coming on with you, Blue.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.